You're tuned in to Agriculture Today. Glad to have you aboard on this Tuesday. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, just a couple of days back now, announced critical information in calculating those farm program payments for 2016 crop production. Those payments are coming out very soon. It's expected anyway. And to cover what those numbers say and how they factor into the likely payment levels, we brought by, once again, Art Barnaby, Risk Management Specialist with K-State Research and Extension. Specifically, Art, this is about the final marketing year average prices that are used to determine the agricultural risk coverage or ARC program payments and the price loss coverage payments. And what were those numbers to get right to it?
Wheat came in at 389. And of course, that was announced back in June, the end of June. Corn finished at 336. Our final estimate was a penny over that number. Soybeans came in at 947. We were 2 cents over. And the one we missed the greatest was sorghum. They came in at 279. We were 4 cents too high on that one. The point is that we were close on all those estimates, really beginning around the March 1st. They've focused in. What that allows us to do is estimate for sure the PLC payment, which makes it useful for cash flow budgeting. At least you know what it is or have a pretty good idea of what it's going to end up being. We could do the same thing for ARC if the USDA would simply announce their county yields earlier. I would point out that RMA sells crop insurance contracts that are also county triggered, and their county yields come out as early as the end of March, 1st of April, and then the SCO yields come out maybe 60 days later. So certainly you would think that there would be a way to announce those yields earlier, and it would be up to the secretary to announce those FSA county yields.
But they're not out there yet.
No, they're not out there. In fact, they're not out there as we're talking here on the radio. I guess we won't really know until they make the payments. I'm told that the payment amounts came down to the state office today, and I think, as I understand it, they review things before they put it out to the public and start making payments. If you're farming, I wouldn't expect anything in your checking account for at least 2 weeks, but then they'll show up. And at that point, that's the first time we'll know what the FSA county yield is. Three different agencies producing county yields, and you got three different results, Eric. And I can't figure any rhyme or reason. It's pretty much random, any error that you get between the different numbers. If you knew one was always 5% higher, well, you know, you can adjust for that pretty quick and come out right.
But we do know what the PLC payment levels will be.
Yes, we do. And all you have to do is take those payment rates, for example, $1.16 for sorghum, and you would multiply that times your program yield, your FSA program yield. That's an individual farm number. That's the only number I don't have here in the equation. You multiply that times your base acres times 85% times your crop share, and then times the sequestration cut. There's a 6.8% reduction in payment as a result of sequestration. And that will, in fact, give you the payment right down to the penny. So you have all the numbers to calculate your individual PLC payment by simply following that formula. I could do it for you if I knew your program yield, but Everybody has a different program yield.
But it sounds as if, with the exception of soybeans, there will be a payment likely in the other crops case.
Absolutely. Yeah. They will be a payment on on the other three crops. They will not be one on soybeans in the case of PLC. Now, ARC, we just don't know, because those county yields could be different than the final estimates that we did, late summer that we talked about. Obviously, we're trying to figure out how to get those numbers better and get them out there earlier. But at this point, there's a lot more error in the estimates that we put out on the farm, on the ARC program. The one possible exception in the case of Kansas might be we're probably close on the wheat, just because the wheat yields were so high, it pretty much eliminated all the payments west of Salina. So that one is a much easier one to estimate, but I wouldn't swear that there definitely will be some payments probably in the eastern counties, at least some of them. So we won't know those numbers until they actually come out with a payment.
It's worth noting, you hinted at this, though, that the estimates that you had put together on these numbers were pretty darn close right down the line, weren't they?
Yeah, and that's because it's a weighted average. And again, we published not only what each month's final price was from NASS, but we also published the final weights. As we've talked many times, we're estimating the weights, and we have a new estimate up for next year's wheat crop that we have posted in this month's Ag Manager. And those weights are all estimates, and they say estimates. But the actual numbers that NAS published, we've also put those in for corn, sorghum, and soybeans. And you can see how they're set up. And if you, for example, if you look at the corn numbers, the weights are biggest for October, November, and January. That's been true as long as I've been doing this. So what would it take to change that? Farmers would have to change their marketing strategy. The reason they skipped December as a heavy weight, it should be obvious. That's because people want to shift income into the next tax year. So unless they change the tax system or some other factor changes, farmers are probably not going to really materially change how they're marketing their crop. How do they change that? Well, don't allow cash income accounting anymore. It force everybody into accrual. I don't expect that, so don't write me any letters on that. But that, I'm just throwing out some things that might actually cause those numbers to shift, which have been very stable for a lot of years. They are technically estimates, but they don't change a lot from year to year. And because of that, you can get really close on the numbers as far as what the final price is going to be within, somewhere around March 1st is a pretty good number. If we had the county number, we would have the number. We would know what the ARC payment is going to look like, and that would be helpful if you're a lag lender because you can use that number in your cash flow budgets coming in from your borrowers. So it would shore up some credit lines to have that to fill in, and I would argue make ARC a better risk management tool.
Yeah. Of course, your updates are posted on Ag Manager, and we remind folks to keep track of those as they are put forth. You have already calculated, you say, Art, the strike prices for next year's ARC payments. So that's out there already.
Yes, that's out there, and they're all coming down. I think this is no surprise to anyone. Corn dropped from $4.79 this year, or the 2016 crop, the one you're getting paid on now. Next year, that drops to $3.95. Sorghum dropped from $4.77 to $4.09. Soybeans dropped from $11.87 to $10.86. And wheat went down from $6.70 to $6.12. I've estimated the numbers for the following year, which would be 18-19 marketing year, meaning these are the payments that will occur in October of 2019. And you're looking at corn dropping to the floor. It'll be at $3.70. And remember, you got to take the 14% deductible off of that if you have an average yield before you start getting any payments. So we're talking a pretty low price on corn before you're going to trigger any ARC payments with an average yield. And if it's above average, then it really makes it difficult to see how you're going to get any payments. Sorghum came in, was estimated at $3.98, again, considerably higher than the $3.70 number from corn. And soybeans are at $9.51 and wheat at $5.66. The thing is, that's not directly comparable with the reference price used to make payments because under the PLC, you get paid the difference between the reference price and the marketing year average price times your program yield. Well, here you got to take 14% off. You can either take it off the yield or you can take it off the price. But if you got an average yield, that means that price has to be 14% lower than what I just quoted you of 370. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about prices are down in the 340 range before you're going to trigger any payments for corn under ARC. So the last year, the bottom line here, there isn't a lot of price protection in there. Now, you know, at this point, we don't know what the how the 2018 crop is going to come out. We don't even have that crop planted yet. It could be a total crop failure. If that should happen in your county, then there's a high probability that ARC is going to pay you. And if they have similar problems in the Corn Belt, PLC might not pay you all just because of higher prices. But if it's a real disaster, even with higher prices, there's a good chance it's still going to trigger ARC payments. Mm-hmm.
These are fluid and were designed
absolutely.
To be so.
Absolutely. They were designed to protect you. Really what ARC was intended to do, and I think a lot of people were worried about, is if your crop failed in your county, you were more likely to get payments, at least the thought was, from that program than you would from PLC. What we didn't count on is a absolute record wheat crop that exceeded all storage space in the state of Kansas, which caused all kinds of basis problems and everything else. So, yeah.
This is all posted on the agmanager.info website, and keep abreast of the latest developments there. But once more, in closing, Art, the payments are to be issued for 16 production this month, and things are still on track for that, is your understanding.
Yes, it is. And I'm sure it'll happen.
Very good. Be watching for that news from your FSA very soon. And Art, we appreciate the brief update on this, and we will talk again undoubtedly soon. Thank you. He is a risk management specialist, K-State Research and Extension. That's Art Barnaby. Once again, have a look at the article entitled USDA Announces the Final Prices and Sequestration Cuts for Determining the ARC and POC Payments on 16 Production. That is on agmanager.info. You're listening to Agriculture Today. This is the K-State Radio Network.